We're now at part three, which will be the psalm and the reading. As you've observed, we're going through Corinthians on its own steam, and then we're going through Matthew on its own steam, and the first reading is taken in order to show us a whole dimension of that gospel. And it's, you know, there are people who read, I'm talking about Christians, who read the Old Testament and arrive at mystical union with God. If you think of St. Therese, for instance, what's the key text that kept her life together? What was the breakthrough text? It's from Isaiah. You shall be carried on the hips and you shall be nursed at the breasts. And that's from Isaiah. Because it's the word of God to us. Okay, so we have this psalm. And, you know, like any translation, this is good, but see, the refrain is, rest in God alone, my soul, which is the last part of this, you know, Dumiya Nafshi. Okay, so it starts, Ak, only, or yes, Al Elohim Dumiya Nafshi, trust in God, rely on God, rest is better. From Him comes my salvation. And then another Ak, you see, He only is my rock and my salvation. Ak Hu Suri Yeshuati. He only is my rock and salvation, my stronghold. I shall not be disturbed. That's an act of faith. That's an act of faith. When we're saying this Psalm 62, it's one of those psalms, I think it's the one there for morning prayer on feast days. We say it a lot anyway. You know, I will not be disturbed. Why? Because I trust God. Now that goes deeper than consolation. That goes to rock bottom. You know, somebody once, a reporter, I think, asked Mother Teresa, what is it like to have deep experiences of God in prayer? You know what her answer was? It's been so long, I have forgotten. And yet, I think I mentioned this before, that little pilot light of faith, burning, giving off a heat, you can't get near it. Giving off light, the very depth of her spirit, giving to God, yearning to God, kept alive by God. But in her lower faculties, no news. And she trusted God. Wouldn't it be great if He didn't have to console us every 5 minutes? We could trust Him. He'll put us to the test, as you well know. Trust Him. And I'm saying that to myself as well as to you. You see, He is my rock and my salvation, my stronghold. And then the text says, Lo imot rabah, I will not be moved a lot. That's the way it goes. The translation is, I shall not be disturbed at all, which is fine. Now, the next part comes again. You see, only be at rest, same kind of a text. Ak le'Elohim dumi nafshi, because from Him is, and this is the only part that's different, my hope. My hope is in God. We learn in theology that hope is the virtue by which we know we will be given everything we need to attain eternal life. We know that. He's my hope. You know, I may have mentioned this before, driving in the car, turn off the radio, even if it's Christian music. Pay attention to Jesus, never mind the music. Not all the time, but... And send, just start making acts of faith. You know, my God, I believe that You are one God and three divine persons. I believe that Jesus Christ is Your Son. I believe He died for me. I believe You love me. I believe You're taking me to eternal life. You notice how it slides off into hope? And I look forward to being with You. I thank You for for your firm invitation to eternal life. Let me lay hold of it. You see, just make up your own acts of faith, hope, love. I love you, Lord. I love you. I think of all you've done for me. You see? And I love you. That's what's going on here. And then, the last one, with God is my safety and my glory. He is the rock of my strength. My refuge is in God. And then goes a message to all the people. You see, Bitachubo Bakol et, always trust him. You see? At all times, pour out your hearts before him. Have you ever done that? Just gone to the Lord and said, Lord, I quit. It's just too much. I have a friend who hears from the Lord a lot and also suffers a lot. Satan comes and beats her up and stuff. You know, I mean, it's a tough life. I hadn't seen her for a year, and she's walking toward me and I'm walking toward her. And she says, she's an American, if this keeps up, I'm going to quit. Well, she never will. But it was hard. You see, I trust you anyway. I trust you anyway. You will pull me through, and I will be with you forever. And we'll laugh about this. Okay. Now, we have to move on to the Corinthians text. Thus should one regard us as servants of Christ and stewards of the mystery of God. You see, let people regard us as servants. The word there is iparetas, a servant of Christ, but also a steward, which is a high-ranking person. And we're steward of the mysteries of Christ. Now, what does that mean? The mysteries are the sacraments, but the mysteries, you know, are the whole plan of God. And we are stewards. You know, we are supposed to give this out, look after it, feed people with it. The plan of God. You know how Paul says in Ephesians, now that I've said all that, you can see how well I know the mystery. You see? Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. They're all acts of God. But we have to penetrate them. So the apostle says, we're stewards of the mysteries of God. We dispense them. And part of the mysteries is the liturgy. The sacraments are the mysteries. The sacramenta. Augustine often uses the word sacramenta to mean the mystery and not just the sacraments, which is helpful, as the Greeks do with this word mysteria. And so, you see, it's God's plan and actions, you see, and it's also the sacraments, because they are the sacramenta, they are the mysteries. Okay, so he goes on, you see. Now, as for the rest, it's required of students, stewards, that they be found trustworthy. Of course, a steward looks after the whole household. It does not concern me in the least that I be judged by you or any human tribunal. It's looked for in a servant, in a steward, that he be pistos, that he be faithful. You see? It's of no account to me if I be judged by you or anybody else. The text says literally a human day. But it means what our translation here from the NAB is good. You see? Or any other court. You see, any other tribunal, and I do not judge myself. I am not conscious of anything against me, but I do not thereby stand acquitted. He's too smart to say, My conscience doesn't equip me. I can be playing games. My conscience, what's my conscience? Pope Benedict has some great words about conscience, huh? Conscience is the dwelling place of truth. My conscience isn't what I would like to do. My conscience is based on truth. It's a beautiful thing. I forgot where he said it, but it was recent. Oh, he's talking about Newman. It's one of his talks about John Henry Newman and what conscience meant to Newman, why he followed his conscience all the way into the Catholic Church. Truth. See, conscience is founded on truth. It's not founded on whim or desire. You see? I am justified. I hope. No. See, no matter what my own conscience is telling me, you see? I am not conscious of anything against me, but I do not thereby stand acquitted. The one who judges me is the Lord. Now, there's a way we can say that and be scared to death. The Lord is my judge. Or we can be saying, the Lord is my judge, the most compassionate person who ever lived. You know, I don't know if I've ever quoted this text before of St. Therese. She says, I'm so glad God is just, because that means he takes all our weakness into account. See how the saints talk? They're not afraid of God. They suffer. Yeah, but tell me, anybody on this globe doesn't suffer? You know, if our suffering is as we strive to be Christ in the church and to our people, it's worth it. And God will reward it a millionfold, okay? And so, I don't judge myself. Therefore, now he applies it. Make no judgment before the appointed time, which is until the Lord comes. Lord, look what he did to me. You know, that bum, look. Don't make any judgments. Let the Lord do it. And he will bring to light what is hidden in darkness and manifest the motives of our hearts. That's the killer. This is why the Lord teaches us, dwell in your heart, watch its movements, and only act when your heart is pure, or as pure as you can get it. You see? In other words, we're the opposite of somebody with an agenda. You see? Am I nice to everybody so that they'll pay for my vacation? Or am I nice to everybody because they're Christ? Now, I can say that they're Christ and still hope they pay for my vacation. But to really do that, do you see why we need to pray? It's only in prayer that the Lord can work on us like this. The final line then is, then everyone will receive praise from God. Can you imagine receiving praise from God? You know that song, I Will Press On in Running the Race? It's a beautiful song. One part, God the Father gets off his throne and comes to greet us and to hug us. Aren't you looking forward to that? That's a grace.